Morning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means, so if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash a Mother Talk. If you cannot accept that, fuck off. Today will not be any different. Today we're going to be talking about the whole genuine transatlantic controversy. I'm going to be joined with Mr. LeCarrie. I'm waiting for him to call in. And that's him right now. We're here. I am lucky, again, to have this beautiful gentleman. This chocolate brother, if I say so myself. Pause.
What's up, yo?
What's up? I'm actually glad to have you on today, because actually there was, like, first of all, I want to talk about the whole genuine controversy.
Right.
And later on, because that got me thinking, because my ex-girlfriend, she has, like, a lot of homosexual friends.
Right.
So it's like, it seems like women, like, later on, I want to talk about how women try to get guys to do, or try to get them to do, borderline gay shit. So,
right.
So that the title of today's episode is "You Missed Me with That Gay Shit."
Right.
So, for those who don't know what went on with Genuine, singer Genuine, on the episode of Celebrity Big Brother in the UK. He pulled away from a transsexual woman by the name of India Willoughby when it tried to kiss him.
Yeah, so now everybody's saying that he's transphobic.
Transphobic. And in fact, I have some clips about, like, here's basically, let me play the clip from the incident when it tried to kiss. Like, honestly, if this would have happened to me, it would have gotten a two-piece with a side order of gravy. No homo. There it is. And what the shit? Okay, now it's not playing. Okay, let's try this again.
You know, guys have chatted me up not knowing my past, but then as soon as they find out, whoa.
Today's I'm a what? Woman, right?
Okay.
Forget about any T's or anything in front of it. I'm just a woman, okay?
Okay.
So on that score, you would date me, wouldn't you?
Not if you told me you was trans.
No, I'm not telling you I'm trans. I'm a woman.
A so woman, you, yeah. Really, woman,
you would
woman,
date me
woman,
then.
Woman, yeah.
Go ahead, let's have a kiss.
No.
So basically, this, you know, this thing tried to kiss Genuine, and Genuine is like, nah, son. I mean, and honestly, you know, first of all, even if this was a natural-born female, Shorty busted. I he wanted to say, nah, you still ugly, dog. You could just tell in his eyes, like, yo, nah. But,
crazy.
Yeah, but, you know, everyone's giving him shit. Like, he put his arm around Genuine. Let's cut the bullshit. I'm not with the shits today. Cause I'm really, like, honestly, this shit gets me pissed off, cause it's like, I keep saying this, the most gays, transsexuals, anybody, including myself, being a Hispanic, should expect out of anyone is that they don't kick my ass, or I don't, you know, kick my ass for being a Latino. Or you, the most gay people or transsexuals should expect out of me is that I don't go out and start kicking their asses for being gay or transsexual. That is the most you should feel entitled to get from me.
Right.
The problem is, you got the transsexuals, because I guess, you know, no guy wants to date them because, you know, hello. Their DNA is telling them, yo, that's a dude.
Right, exactly.
like when you look at the, have you seen the video?
Hey, I saw the video.
You saw how that boy just cringed. He's like it was like a natural defense. It was like a Venus flytrap. Like, nah, get the fuck away.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know, it's because like, see, that the problem with that whole thing is that, you know, if you're trans or whatever, mm-hmm. right? People want to, you know, they want people to see them as their, you know, the gender or sex, whatever you want to call it, that they are now, you know. But at the end of the day, the person they're dealing with knows that they were not born that way. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, even though I can respect your decision to do what you do.
Exactly.
And I could even say, okay, well, you know, you want me to call you a she, I could do that. But I can call you that, but that doesn't mean that, like, my reality doesn't change because you want to change your reality. You see what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, and some people would call that a mental illness. Like, right. I keep saying, like, I wouldn't be able to walk around with a squirrel tail and you know, people not look at me strange when I'm trying to bury a nut. I mean, can I? Like,
right.
I mean, if I say, hey, I'm a deer, and does that make it okay for a hunter to shoot me if he sees me eating at Chipotle?
Right.
It's like, you know, like we really got to have a discussion about this. It's like, I mean, you know, it's like that now. Yeah, I have some other clips here. Like, you know, look, I'm a fat guy. Hell, the thing that pisses me off about, like, places like Plenty of Fish, OkCupid, they don't separate the trans from the regular females.
Right.
But that even still, like, you know, when you're doing swiping left and right, and like you freaking come across one of these things. You know, these sons of bitches have the nerve to say no fat guys? Like, first of all, who the fuck are you trying to fool with your broad ass shoulders and a 5 o'clock shadow saying you're a woman, and then you go no fatties? Like, you know, stop.
That's
funny. You can't have that high. You can't be that much of a you know, have that high of standards.
Right.
You know, it's just pissing me off. Everybody wants Mr. Licario. Nobody wants Louis B.
But what's funny, but the interesting about that, though, like, is because, like, if they say, hey, I don't want no fat guys or whatever.
Yeah.
But then if you say, I don't want no transvestites, then, or transsexual, you know what I'm saying? Like, then they'll say you're transphobic. You see what I'm saying? That's the trick right there. So all these people talking about Genuine is transphobic, you know, it's like, no, you're not transphobic. You just don't like to you know, be sexual with dudes who have now transitioned to be women.
You know, I mean, honestly, if he was transphobic, he wouldn't be sitting next to it.
Right.
he wouldn't be chilling next to, like, sitting on the same couch. He would have, like, freaking, like, he would have taken that blanket. First of all, what the fuck are they doing outside when it's that fucking cold? Do they really need that shot? My ass would have been inside. I would have been the only motherfucker inside. I'm like, I'm colored. I feel the cold.
Right.
Let them white people freeze their ass outside. But it's like, you saw him. He was cold. He was like with that blanket. Like, nah.
And then,
like, first of all, like, and that should really tell you how much control Genuine has. Because when I'm cold and somebody fucks with me, it's like, get the fuck. Like that, it would have gotten the two piece.
Call me,
like, don't fuck with, especially when I'm freezing.
Right. Nah, I feel you.
but going back to me being a fat guy, like, I can't get mad. Like, that would be like me trying to push my agenda on, like, a, like, on like the hottest chick in the world. Be like, yo, you don't want to date me because I'm fat. Oh, you're fat phobic. You're shallow. Like, first of all, it wouldn't. They would be like, they would have been like, they would come out with me saying, miss me with that bullshit.
Right.
They wouldn't let me get away with that.
Right.
Like, especially me being a fat dude. Like, if I was a fat chick, then, you know, they'll be like, oh my god, you're so fucking shallow. But me being a fat dude, man, they'll put me on Harvey Weinstein status, like, stat.
Right. Well, you know, what's funny about this whole situation, though, is that, you know, people are saying that is basically an attack on masculinity.
It is.
You feel me? Because it's just saying, like, oh, you know, it's like trying to shame, like, because that's crazy. I'm like, how are you going to try to shame a straight guy for not wanting to mess with, you know, someone who was not, like, originally born a woman?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's like he knows that you were not born a woman, so his natural
instincts,
energy and sexual feelings is not going to equate with that. Because there's times where, you know, like, even if like I'll be out and I can see someone, and I'll be like, okay, yeah, that person right there is transgender. There'll be times where I wouldn't even notice it, but there's a feeling I get. Like, there's a few times when I got the feeling, and then I actually, like, I'd be at a party, and there'd be people there that know other people in the party, and I would ask the person. Like, one time I was at some party, and this girl, who I thought was a girl at first, you know, she's, like, smiling up, she's all smiling at me. So I'm looking at her, and I'm like, something don't seem right. So
there's a disturbance in the force.
Right, so when I was there, I'm talking to this other guy. And I said, yo, do you know that chick over there? He was like, yeah, that's, you know, she wasn't born a chick. So I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense now. Because I didn't even really converse with her, but it was just the energy was just different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt it. Like, it was like, I couldn't even explain it, but I felt that this, you know, woman wasn't, not even just because, you know, if I see a girl and I'm not attracted to her, it is what it is. But there was something totally different that I felt.
Danger.
It wasn't, you know what I mean? It's crazy. And I'm like, and it's weird that how that happened. Because she didn't say anything to me. I thought that she was born a woman, but I really felt something that didn't feel natural in the situation to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then, which made me question it. You see what I'm saying? So I was kind of like, yeah. And then my instincts were right.
Mm-hmm.
and that happened actually on more than one occasion. So I'm like, that's kind of like, you know, weird that actually happened away. And that's what I think. I think a lot of times, you know, guys, like certain dudes, they get caught up in it. But certain guys will know, like, they'll just be like, yo, something don't seem right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, that's like one of my biggest fears. Like, I'm going down thinking I'm going to get me some pussy and I get poked in the eye. Like, that's the last thing I ever want. Like, I don't want to be taking a chick home thinking I'm getting a blowjob and my balls are getting exfoliated by her 5 o'clock shadow. That's, like, just not nice. Not nice. That's not cool. That's not good. That's not good looks. That's not what's really good. That's not what's really good in the streets these days. And it's like, especially when you got all these trannies, they like playing that whole gotcha game.
Right.
Like, exactly. And then they don't like, oh, we don't got to tell you. We don't got to tell you shit. Like,
right.
Now it's none of my, now I don't got to know. So then if I hook up with you not knowing, and then all of a sudden we break up, and then now you want to embarrass me and start telling my peoples that I'm gay because you were born a man, I'll kill you. I mean, I'm not even like, I wouldn't even feel bad if that starts happening. If like right now, I mean, they complain that, oh, transsexuals get killed. That's because they like to play that whole fucking got you game. And they like to play that. They like, that's why they call traps.
Right.
They call them traps because, hey, it's a trap. You know, and I hate to sound all homophobic or transphobic or whatever, or hateful.
Right.
And where you at, Bennigan's?
Oh, no. Go ahead, you go.
In fact, let me play this clip from the Ben Shapiro show, and he makes some good points.
Okay, so he was getting all sorts of flack for this because he wouldn't date a transgender woman, and then he asked for a kiss, right? There's a guy. So the guy asked for a kiss, and Genuine says no. Oh, how dare he? He's saying trans women aren't real women. Because they're not? Because that person may indeed have the junk downstairs? Like, this idea that you get to kiss whoever you want and voice your perspective. Like, first of all, can we start with this premise? You don't have to kiss anyone you don't want to in life. How about that? Let's just start from there. Right. Even if this person were a real woman, this is not a particularly attractive woman from the normal standards of feminine beauty. But Genuine does not want to be into that. Genuine does not have to be into that. Beyond that, are we now suggesting that a man is only a real man if he kisses a man? Like that is a genetic man. That is a biological man sitting next to him, suggesting that now Genuine is some sort of sexist for not kissing a man. So that's weird. We had one of these instances earlier today. If this becomes the new line in the transgender rights movement, good luck with that one. Try selling people on that one. And you want to gain support? It turns out the best way to gain support for the transgender community is not saying that we have to have sex with transgender people. Like that turns out that is not a strong play.
Thoughts?
Man, I mean, well, I agree with him. I mean, I don't like Ben Shapiro, but I agree with what he said. but no, it's true, though. I mean, you know, the whole thing where they're... See, it's like they're trying their best to be able to, like, push this whole, like, agenda. They're trying to basically normalize this type of thing. But it's never going to really work because you can't try to trick your biological needs and nature. You can't trick that shit. You understand? Like,
nah.
As a straight man, you're going to be attracted to women, people who were born women, not people who transitioned into women. You see what I'm saying? Because the transition is still not the natural woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So because the thing is, you know, we're programmed to get together to procreate. So the guy is not going to be, you know, attracted to the trans, you know, the transsexual person, because that person can't give him no babies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the same way where you're not attracted really, or you're not trying to get with like your sister. You know what I'm saying? Because it's designed for you not to want to do that. You see what I mean? It's just, you know, of course some people do incest, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah. And what do we call those people who commit incest with their sister? We call them crazy, right?
Right.
I mean, like, you can't, like, I mean, and people are going to get pissed off when they listen to this, and I know I'm going to get the emails. I don't give a fuck. Write your letters to nobody at thesenuts.com. You know, it's like... Oh shit, what's the point? I mean, you want me to accept that this person, like installed plastic in their chest, probably plastic in their hips, had some bones filed down and shit. I don't know the process. I'm just saying.
Right.
You know, and you want me to treat it like a woman when it's not really a woman. And like, what if I want kids? Like, what if I want kids someday? Like, right. you can't give me kids and you're trying, like, they're trying to make me feel bad for being straight.
Right, exactly.
What the fuck was Playboy even thinking? They're like, they waited until Hugh died, because I don't think he would have fucking went with that shit. Like, a tranny on the hell no.
Right.
Like, there's not enough Viagra on the planet for me to want to fuck a tranny.
Right.
honestly, it really, you know, I mean, and let's really also talk about how what Genuine went through was sexual assault. In this next clip, Charlamagne, he made the point even, he drove the point even home with this one. But yeah, here.
We are in the midst of a cultural revolution with Time's Up, Me Too. Women are rebelling against sexual assault, sexual harassment, unwanted sexual advances in the workplace. Now, what I saw in this video was a man and a woman at work having a conversation, and then the conversation took an inappropriate turn because India Willoughby made an unwanted sexual advance towards Genuine. Let's switch the roles. What would the conversation be if Genuine, mid-conversation, tried to put his arms around the woman, tried to kiss her, and then when he was rejected, tried to shame said woman and make the woman feel bad for rejecting her? What if the optics were different, okay? I thought that's what we were trying to eliminate all across the board.
Oh, shit.
Is that not the reason people are wearing black as a show of solidarity against that kind of behavior? I don't care what gender a person is. Right is right, wrong is wrong. You can't go around trying to kiss on whoever you want, whenever you want, regardless of what your gender is, period. Was Genuine not being sexually harassed on TV? Was Genuine not being sexually assaulted on TV? Yes, he was. And if someone tries to hug you and kiss you and you don't want them to hug you and kiss you, you can reject their advances. And making someone believe they can't reject your advances because they will receive backlash, then that is exactly why there is a Time's Up movement and a Me Too movement going on right now. Please give everyone mad at Genuine for rejecting India Willoughby's advances the biggest hee-haw, please.
Yeah, don't. Everyone that's hating on Genuine got Donkey of the Day. So,
you make some good points, and you know, because like you said, if it was the other way around, and you try to kiss some girl, and then she was like, "No, I don't want to kiss you," and you were like, "Oh, how dare you!" You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
everybody would be mad at you for trying to shame her. So why is everybody mad at Genuine for doing this? When you know what I mean? But again.
Yeah, I make
I
make the point again. Like, I'm a fat dude. If I went up to some hot mommy who, you know, so if I went up to Cardi B and started trying to hug up on her, and she's like, "Eh, motherfucker, I'll get whoever the fuck she's dating to kick my ass." Like, they would be like, "Good for her, good for him. He should be getting his ass kicked." Like, I wouldn't even be able to get the sentence of "you're fat phobic" out my mouth before someone is like trying to say, "Yo, I need to get locked up on some Harvey Weinstein status."
Right.
What's the difference? What is the difference? Why is it that being a straight man is now looked at the same as me screaming "Heil Hitler" at a bunch of Jews?
I don't know, man.
It's happening. Yeah, I mean, it's like I keep screaming about this. There is an attack on masculinity. Even you just said it. There is an attack on masculinity.
Right.
Like it seems like they try to make it seem like you're a caveman if you are a traditional man, and then they get pissed off when there are groups like the Proud Boys that get created. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, which I personally am a second degree Proud Boy.
What's the Proud Boys?
Oh, the Proud Boys basically, it was started by, it's basically a tongue-in-cheek group. It was like, it started off as a joke, but it was like more of a response to like how masculinity, being a man, being a traditional husband, and you know, having a family, you know, upholding traditional male roles in a family and society are demonized nowadays.
Right.
And so, you know, this guy named Gavin McGinnis, he created this group, created you know, as like a kind of a joke and like a middle finger to social justice.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of, it was like, you know, most dudes that call themselves Proud Boys, it's like, it's more, it's a joke. It's a joke. It's like, you know, I am a modern chauvinist, Western chauvinist. I am, you know, I will not apologize for creating the modern world. And then, you know, you do this, you say an oath, and then you get punched until you could name 5 cereals. And that's how you earn your second degree. To earn your third degree, you got to get a Proud Boy tattoo. And to get a fourth degree, you have to be arrested for fighting a communist.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I mean, it's but, you know, it's like stuff like that, you know, guys are like, you know, men are, you know, it's coming back. Like masculinity is starting to come back. There are men that are coming back, men that are seeking the traditional roles, you know, seeking to have those traditional responsibilities as men.
Mm-hmm.
And which I'm all for. If you're going to have a family, you should you know, respect and honor your wife. You should take care of your family. You know, get a fucking job. and you know, I'm all for like the whole romantic aspect of it. Like, you know, you fight for your you're willing to lay down your life for your family. That is your job. Mm-hmm. That is your job as a man.
Right.
I'm totally in favor of that, and maybe I have like a romantic view towards that. But when you have people like India Willoughby, who, you know, and here's the fucking kicker. Here's the fucking kicker. Like, it's kind of funny how a lot of these transsexuals who are white, they go from being privileged white men to like now they've degraded themselves and to feel like they're victims now. Like, do you like, they really needed to be like a victim so bad that they had to cut off their dick?
Right. That's what happens, man. It's like, you know, it's a crazy world we're living in right now, man.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
it's always been crazy, but it's just like, it's just getting more weird, because it's like things are set up for you to sort of like not know which direction to go in. You understand? Meaning, like, if you do this or say this, then they'll call you a certain thing or act like you're doing something wrong. And then if you go the other direction, they'll act like you're doing something wrong for going in that direction. And if you know what I mean? Like, no matter which way you go.
Yeah, I mean,
it's some nonsense.
Which is why there's a push, and a push like from people that support Trump. Like, on that left, they're just digging in, and it's like, nah, fuck it then. If I'm gonna be an asshole for being who I am, then that's just how it is. I'm like, you're gonna call me a Nazi, then fuck it then. I'm a Nazi. If you're gonna call me a bigot because I don't want to fuck a tranny, then fuck it. I'm a bigot then. Like, people get like, now you got people who are fed up. It's like, you know what, fuck it then. You know what, then I'm going to be the traditional husband. I'm gonna bust my ass and work. I'm gonna raise a family. I'm gonna raise them in a conservative way, because these people have pushed it so far that now everything's a fucking violation of somebody's sensibilities. Oh my! Right. My pronouns are no,
right?
like it's like, oh, my pronouns are this. My pro, no, you're a she, I especially get pissed off if it's a chick and she tries to front like she's a dude. I mean, no joke, true story. I was on my way to work and I said, "Excuse me, miss." And this chick goes, "I'm a sir." And I'm like, "Bullshit." And it's like, I want to be referred to as sir. I'm like, okay, I'll refer to you as sir if you could kick my ass.
No, you know what's funny to me, though? It's like, okay, you know, like when sometimes in those situations where they'll get mad because you use, I guess, the wrong pronoun or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, my thing is that if I'm first talking to you and I don't know, you know what I mean? How are you going to get mad at me for using the wrong pronoun if I look at you and, you know, like if I see you and you're supposed to, you know, you're saying you identify as a woman, but I see a man when I see you and I say, hey, guy or sir or whatever, and then you get mad because I don't address you as her or she. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, how am I supposed to know that that's what you identify as?
And because
sometimes you have some people that don't even have the look.
It gets even more confusing like that because in the next clip I'm gonna play, which brings me Tucker Carlson, he even makes the point like these people don't even have to go through any type of transition. All they have to do is say, "Oh, I'm a girl," but they got a bigger beard than me.
Right.
Like, no. You're not even gonna now you're gonna be lazy about it. You're gonna be lazy about it. You're not gonna go through. You're not even gonna put on a fucking dress. You're just gonna be like, "I'm a female." All right. Well, like then you know, what's to stop me from going to like ladies' night and getting half price drinks and shit, or getting in some place for free and shit. Like, I mean, especially these people could like basically transition on a whim, like these people who are gender fluid. Like one day they're a man, one day they're a woman. I mean, it's like how is that not viewed as a mental illness? How is that not a mental illness?
Right. I don't know.
I don't know. In fact, here, let me play this next clip and then we'll get into the next topic.
Now we're advancing toward mandatory transgender dating. For real. A transgender activist called Zinnia Jones recently lit into straight men because so few of them seem to want to date other biological men who are transgender.
Oh my God.
This. I don't see a problem with telling straight guys who are exclusionary of trans women partners that they should try to work through that. Jones added this. These angry declarations that they have some absolute right not to be with trans women are just misplaced and inappropriate. Some absolute right to date who you want. You thought you had such a right. Silly you. Your personal romantic preferences are no longer your own. They're now an extension of your political preferences, and they're therefore public property. So if you're a biological man who prefers biological women, you are a bigot. Now laugh if you want. But like virtually everything that seems too absurd or too ugly or totalitarian to be real, it'll almost inevitably become a mainstream cause for the left at some point. And then what? Why wouldn't dating websites, for example, compel men to date one biological male for every 5 biological females? Why wouldn't Facebook and Twitter ban users for the hate think of preferring the opposite sex? Good question. If nobody stands up to complain, they probably will.
Thoughts?
Wow, that's funny that they're saying like,
yeah,
they're trying to force dudes to get with transsexuals. Like, it's like, that's just insane. Like the whole thought of saying, well, you should be getting with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's like, exactly.
Cause, you know, like how many times have guys been trying to get with certain girls? And the girls don't want to get with them, and then they just tell the guys, "Well, get over it. She don't want you. Move on." Right?
Exactly.
So why can't the same thing be said for, you know, this situation? Like, that's crazy. I'm like, man, you know.
Like, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to shame men. Like, they'll even say that you're gay if you don't want to date a trans, because trans are women too. Like, wait, what?
Oh, that's funny. That's so funny. But see, that's, but again, none like, of that's not going to work. Like, you can't shame a guy who's straight into getting with a dude who has transitioned into a woman. It's not going to happen. Like, because, no. See, what they're trying to do is they're trying to, on an emotional level, get guys into thinking in that way or feeling that way. But you can't, see, what they don't realize is you can't get a man to think emotionally when it comes to sex. Like, us with sex, there ain't no emotions in sex for us like that. Sex is straight biology. It's like, I see a fat booty on a chick, I'm just trying to stick my dick in there. That's it, period. Like, there's no, I don't need to, like, have a talk with the booty. We ain't gotta get to know each other like that. Like, I just wanna, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just automatic with us. Like, we see a hot chick, we'll do her. We don't care what she did. We don't care who she is. We don't care what her last name is. So all that emotional stuff don't work with us. So you can't emotionally try to manipulate a man into getting with, a transsexual. Because for us, our stuff is visual. So if we see you and we see that you got some broad-ass shoulders and large hands, you know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't going to work.
Yeah,
it's not gonna work. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Even though I was attracted to China, when she was doing porn. I mean, because I mean, that was one juicy looking clit. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, she wasn't a trans. She's not a trans. Well, she wasn't a transsexual. She's dead now. But you know that you know she. She had a woman's body, but she had some broad shoulders. She had some broad shoulders. Cool. She had a nice. Oh man, why she had to die? Like I had, like I had a shot. But you're right. You're not gonna convince real straight guys to date trans. We're just gonna dig our feet into the sand and be like, no, fuck you. Then I'm a bigot. Fuck it. I'm a bigot.
Exactly, because that's not gonna happen. It is not gonna happen. Like, because you gotta think about this. Like, as annoying as it is for most men to deal with women just in general, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would have thought that men would have like just been like, fuck dealing with women. I'm gonna do something else. Like, guys, till this day, we're still trying to get with women. Why? Because they got what we want, which is vagina.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So no matter how annoying and frustrating it is to deal with certain women, guys are not swearing. It's not like guys are saying, cool, we have these transsexuals, so we don't got to deal with women anymore. Let's just go and fuck the transsexuals. Like, we're not doing
that. No, you know what we're doing? You know what we're doing? We're saving up the $6,000, and we're going to get ourselves some robots.
Right.
And yes, I do know that's the exact price they cost.
Oh man.
You could pose them. You could pose them, and when you're done, you put them in the fucking closet and that's it. The only thing they don't do, man. The only thing they don't do is cook and clean, but fuck it. I can do that shit myself.
Oh. It's funny. It's so funny to me, just like how they're trying so hard to make men feel guilty about that. It's like men are not buying that, yo. That's not how you, like, that's not the way you try to game a guy. Like, guys, we're not slow like that. We're not gonna be like, oh, well, you know, like, it's not gonna happen. This is not gonna happen. Because first of all, guys aren't gonna be attracted to that. That's one. Two, men are about their ego. You know what I'm saying? A man's not gonna be able to brag to his friends and be like, yo, I was with this chick yesterday, but you know, oh, let me see a picture. And he showed him a picture.
They'll look at you like, what? Like, for real, dog? That exactly. Like honestly, that like no matter what, there's still gonna be that brotherhood where we're gonna check each other.
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
It's like if you're fucking up, your boys are gonna come and smack you upside the head. Like yo, that's not man shit.
Right. Exactly.
That's not man shit. I mean, I'm talking about our generation, the next generation. Oh, them some faggots. The younger generation, they each and every one of them, they some tight pants wearing faggots. Nah, son.
That's funny.
I'm talking about kids that grew up in the 90s with freaking the original Ninja Turtles.
Right. Oh man, funny.
But yeah, no. I mean, there's always gonna be that, and it's starting to come back. I mean, there's you know, and say what you will about Trump supporters and whatnot. They're the ones that are going to bring back, or at least trying to bring back traditional masculinity.
Right.
Because this shit ain't working. Feminism is not working. This whole transsexual shit ain't working because no one is happy. None of it, like, right. Honestly, if gay people were so happy, they wouldn't be trying to push it so hard in a fucking parade, running down the East Village butt-ass naked.
Right.
Like, they wouldn't need to have to do that. Like, it's not like the same pride as a Puerto Rican Day Parade. You know, we're proud. We're not shoving it in your face, but it's like we are marginalized as a people. So we got to let you know, like, hey, we are relevant. Gay people, like, first of all, why the fuck do I need to celebrate how you like to have sex?
Right.
How is that? And then how is that a family thing? How is that a family event? You see people bringing their kids to the gay pride parade. It's about sex.
Right.
It's about sex. Why do you have kids there? You know, and I've seen videos of the 10-year-old boy twerking. And it's like, if you're so proud, you wouldn't be trying to sue a bakery for not making you a fucking cake. You would just go down the road and get a gay baker or bakery that's gay friendly to make the cake for you. Like, why are you fucking with people?
Right.
Like me, if there was a bakery that didn't want to make me a cake with a Puerto Rican flag on it, I'm not gonna sue them. I'm gonna say, hey, okay, go fuck yourself. I hope your wife dies of cancer. And I'm gonna go to Calderon's bakery down the block and have him make it for me. It'll probably taste better.
Right.
Stop fucking with people. Let people fucking live. Everyone wants to live. Everyone wants to be the free to fucking wear a dress. Everyone wants to be free to like fucking fuck who they want to fuck. Except if you're fucking kids, then you should die. You know, everyone wants to be free to do whatever they want. But if you want to stay traditional, if you say, hey, I'm just a straight guy, or I'm a straight woman, or I'm a Christian and this and that, you know, traditional values. Oh, you're a bigot. We should get rid of you. There's no room for you in this society. No, fuck you. We're the ones that created society, and pretty much we're the ones that are going to keep it going while you freaking die off because you didn't make any kids. Like, you know, and it's, you know, and it's, and it's like, you're an idiot. Like, I was on this liberal talk show like a couple months ago, and all they kept saying, they kept calling me an idiot for having these beliefs. And I'm like, okay, so how am I? They didn't have a real argument. They like, you're an idiot. You're this. You're that. Well, if you don't have an argument, if you can't explain why you feel that way, but you feel like, oh well, you know, you shouldn't feel like that because it makes me feel bad. No, fuck you. Then you feel bad. Then there's shit that goes on this planet that makes me feel bad. Guess what? I just got to deal with it. I'll shut off the TV and not deal with it. Like, be a fucking adult, and that's what pisses me off. But next topic before you run off. Have you noticed how you know women always try to make their men do gay shit, like do some borderline gay shit, try to emasculate them, like hold their purse or
right.
like my ex-girlfriend's, she had a lot. She had a gay friend. She was a fag hag, for lack of a better term. She was a fag hag.
Right.
And she didn't like the fact that I would feel like it was a personal failure if I had a gay son.
Yeah.
Like, because hey, if I had a kid, I obviously want my name to keep going.
Right.
And that ain't gonna happen if he's married to. And if he marries a white guy, I'm going to be pissed. But, you know, I mean, but, you know, she, like, I have these traditional feelings. I didn't want to go to a gay bar. Like, why am I going to go there? I still cringe if I see two guys holding hands or kissing. So, obviously, I wouldn't go to a place where that might happen. Mm. I didn't want to meet her gay friends because, you know, first of all, me having the political beliefs I do, like, I don't, you know, I know they're going to get offended because with them, it's sport.
Yeah.
Like, they get recharged. Their batteries are charged when they're offended and they feel like they're about to get gay bashed.
I was gonna say as far as the whole thing where you have women that will try to get the guys they're dealing with to do like borderline gay stuff or just very feminine type of things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it has to do, I think sometimes with just, like, this sense of, like, control and power. Mm. Because it's like women have been tricked in society to think that they are beneath men, but they don't understand that they're just different. We're just different. So we have different positions we play. But since they are conditioned to think they're beneath men, they're always trying to do things to sort of one-up the guy they're with. So it's like, oh, here, hold my purse and do this for me so I can be in the lead and I can be in control of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Happens sometimes.
Here, pluck your eyebrows. Here, let me put, like, I saw this video where this girl was putting makeup on her brother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, you know, I just want people to see that he looks just like me.
Oh, my God.
Like, and I'm like, dude, you're letting your sister put makeup on you, bro? These were two Mexicans. They were Mexicans. I'm like, you know, I don't know about you, but if I had a sister and my father caught her putting makeup on me and me letting her put fucking makeup on me, dude would take a bat to my head and start over. He'd be like, he'd be like, yo, honey, to the bedroom. We're making another son. Back to the drawing, right. Back to the drawing board. This motherfucker broke. why are women so, like, threatened by the male masculine energy? Don't they know that it complements their feminine energy?
Yeah, it's true. It's true, but they, you know, they, again, they're conditioned. They're conditioned to think that, you know, men are better because men generally are in, like, leadership positions. But the reason why men are in leadership positions is because, you know, just generally, it lends itself to men being that way and women being followers. That's just how it is. That's just how it is in society. That's how people are built. You know what I mean? And until people get to that point where they sort of understand, because of course there's always exceptions, but in general, it is because women are very, you know, they're very led a lot by their emotions. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And women who are like really into the feminine, and guys who are really into their masculine, they're led more by just doing things on a practical level. So even if a guy isn't, you know, he feels a certain way, he'll still do
what's best for the situation, even though he feels like he doesn't feel like doing it that way. He'll just do it because he knows this is to be done. So it's just that little, you know, thing, because men and women both have masculine and feminine in them. Mm-hmm. It's just that women have more feminine and men have more masculine.
Yeah.
And those things are yin and yang, so they work and bounce off of each other. So when you're trying to get away from that, that's when you have a lot of conflict. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's, yeah, it's like, I don't understand, like how just, oh goodness, what's the point I was trying to make? I had the point, okay, just personal, like another girlfriend I used to have, she wanted me to wear a dress.
Mm-hmm.
and I was like, I would look at her like, why do you want me to wear a dress? Do you want to be in a lesbian relationship? If that's the case, then let's break up and you just go pursue it. I'm not going to wear a fucking dress.
Right.
That's just not going to happen. That is not... I personally would not feel comfortable or like, it would feel like my energy, my male energy would be getting cut off somehow, if that makes any sense.
Right.
You know, it's just, but the thing is, and it goes back to the original thing, they try to shame guys for not being in touch with their feminine side. Or, you know, oh, what's wrong with putting on a dress, you know, getting in contact with your feminine side and just, oh, experiments, be free. Like, what if I'm free wearing freaking slacks and a tie and a power suit?
Mm-hmm.
Or me wearing some form of fatigues and going off into the wilderness and killing me a buck,
right?
and eating of its meat,
mm-hmm.
which I would love to do. I want to go hunting one day. I want to kill me a Pollock. So, anyways, a spotted Pollock. Jin Dobre. So I got him. No, I'm kidding. Before someone reports me, he's like, oh, you want to be a racist. So, yeah, so anyways, do you have anything you want to promote? Do you have any upcoming seminars?
Just make sure you guys hit me up at badboymembership.com. But that's where I have all of my, really good dating advice tutorials. So if you want to step up your dating game and get on top of your game, make sure you go to badboymembership.com. And also follow me on Instagram, mm-hmm. at Real Mr. Locario. So that's MRLOCARIO. So holler at me there.
I thought it was yummy hot chocolate.
Yeah, hilarious.
Yeah, you're just bored with it now. Okay. It's just like, oh, God, all right. Yeah, we get it. So, and also, you know, follow you on the Twitter at Real Mr. Locario.
Yeah, Mr. Locario. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, all that.
And as always, it's always great to have you on. Thanks for coming on. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
I hope you had fun. Yeah. They missed us both with that gay shit.
Exactly. All right, bro. I'm gonna holler at you later, man. All right.
All right. Salam alaikum.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Later.
Yeah, man. I'd like to thank everyone for listening today. Please smash that like button. However you're listening to the show, please tell your friends and family. Please spread the show. Spread the link to the show. However you're listening to it, tell the world. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show, donk.
Help the Crowd Shout Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalist and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Shot Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.